Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Robin Basselin.
And I'm Ryan Gertzma. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Today's spotlight is on the Cambodian musician Khong Nai and his story of survival and service.
In 1975, the Khmer Rouge political group took control of the country of Cambodia. At this time, Cambodia was suffering from war. Fighting from the American War in Vietnam had moved into parts of Cambodia. And the Cambodian people hoped the Khmer Rouge would bring peace and hope to their country.
Unfortunately, this did not happen. Instead, the Khmer Rouge tortured and killed thousands of people, and many more died from lack of food and difficult forced labor. In 3 years, the Khmer Rouge caused the deaths of 1.5 million Cambodians.
The Khmer Rouge tried to change the culture of Cambodia. They wanted to create a perfect farming-based society. To do this, the Khmer Rouge killed many people that did not agree with their political views. They also killed people they thought threatened their idea of the perfect society. This included highly educated people, old people, disabled people, artists, and musicians. In fact, over 90% of all traditional Cambodian musicians were killed during the rule of the Khmer Rouge.
However, one unlikely musician survived the rule of the Khmer Rouge. His name is Khong Nai. Now, in his 60s, Khong Nai is one of a few traditional musicians left in Cambodia. Khong Nai is also blind. Both of these things make Khong Nai's survival under the Khmer Rouge, amazing. But what is really amazing is the work Khong Nai is doing now.
Khong Nai was born to a family of poets and musicians. At age 4, Khong Nai became very sick with the virus smallpox. This virus blinded him. Because of his blindness, Khong Nai did not attend school as a young child. He told a reporter from the agency France Presse, or AFP, about those early years.
I thought life had no meaning, and I wanted to kill myself some of the time. I worried for my future. How would I survive? I could not even walk without someone helping me. I felt that there was no use for me.
Then, Kong Nai heard the Chai Pei. This traditional Cambodian instrument is much like a guitar. Musicians play the Chai Pei by moving the instrument's strings with their fingers. Kong Nai loved to listen to Chai Pei music. And he asked his mother many times if he could learn to play it.
Most people did not think Kong Nai would be able to learn the Chai Pei, even his close family members. Kong Nai asked his uncle, his mother's brother, to teach him to play. Kong Nai told the news organization NPR that his uncle said,
"It will be difficult for me to teach you because you are blind."
But Kong Nai's blindness did not stop him. At age 13, Kong Nai began learning to play the Chai Pei. From the beginning, it was clear that Kong Nai had great skill. By age 15, he was good enough to play the Chai Pei for money. People from all over the country invited him to play in their villages. Kong Nai became very famous. He also made a lot of money. And he married a woman he knew when he was a child, a beautiful singer named Tat Chen.
This was a very good time in Kong Nai's life. He was successful and happily married. Because of his blindness, he had thought that these things would never happen for him.
However, Kong Nai's fame and happiness began to end in the early 1970s. New government leaders did not support music and the arts as much as past leaders. Cambodia was also beginning to suffer the effects of the American war in Vietnam. Kong Nai told the AFP,
"The country had changed. People did not care about good music. They cared only for their security. What I earned from the Chai Pei was just enough to feed myself from day to day."
Things became even worse when the Khmer Rouge gained control of Cambodia. They sent many Cambodians to labor camps. At first, the Khmer Rouge let Kong Nai keep his Chai Pei. However, they made him play songs only about the greatness of the Khmer Rouge. They also made people listen to the songs. Kong Nai remembered,
"I could not sing what I wanted, or I would be killed."
Then, without warning, the Khmer Rouge took away Kong Nai's Chai Pei. He was separated from his family and made to work hard labor. Like many other Cambodians, Kong Nai suffered from difficult labor, beatings, and a lack of food. Kong Nai told NPR about this terrible time.
"They beat us up, and we had to eat leaves in order to survive. This was so painful. But we had to live through the Khmer Rouge.
One day, Khong Nai was taken by soldiers into the forest. He thought he was going to die. However, the soldiers left him in the forest alone. The next day, the Vietnamese army took over the labor camp. Khong Nai was freed. He later found his wife and children.
Khong Nai wrote a Chai Pei song about that day. It is called Liberation Song. These are some of the words.
For 3 years we suffered things we cannot forget. Everything was destroyed. Blood was spilled and children lost parents. Cambodia became a place of killing. Husbands and wives, brothers and sisters were separated. We were made to forget each other until January 7th, when the Cambodian people were freed of the sadness.
Khong Nai's survival is an amazing story. He is the only master of the Chai Pei left in Cambodia. However, his story does not end there. Today, Khong Nai continues to play the Chai Pei. He is no longer rich and famous, but he is continuing a tradition.
And Khong Nai is not alone in his work. An organization called Cambodian Living Arts is helping support traditional artists and musicians like Khong Nai.
The organization pays the traditional artists to continue playing. They also pay them to teach young people their traditional skills.
Khong Nai has taught his sons to play the Chai Pei. He is also teaching a few young students at the Cambodian Living Arts Center. Khong Nai knows this work is important. He told NPR,
"I am the oldest one now, and when I die, I hope that the music will continue to the young generation."
The writer of this program was Robin Basselin. The producer was Ryan Gertzma. All quotes were adapted and voiced by Spotlight. Computer users can visit our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Khong Nai, Master of the Cambodian Guitar. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.